Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, skies turning mostly cloudy. Lower 40s at daybreak, southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, that breeze will ramp up a little more during the day Wednesday. Southeast winds gusting around 25, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. It's 39 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Our very own Trinity Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, with a look back on the election that was. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A couple of things I wanted to bring to your attention, and then I'll get back to your phone calls here real quickly. The first, over at the Los Angeles Times. You'll recall the LA Times got bought out by a billionaire physician, a guy who made a fortune in the for-profit healthcare industry. His name is Dr. Sun Xiong. And he took to social media, you know, after the election to praise Donald Trump. And he had also killed a planned endorsement of Kamala Harris by his editorial staff, his editorial board. So now that Trump has won, he's fired the entire editorial board. It looks like the Los Angeles Times is going to become the Los Angeles version of the New York Post or something, you know, or the Wall Street Journal. We'll see. Nobody knows for sure. But they've adopted a new motto. A couple of years ago, I don't know if it was when, you know, Hannity and Combs, when Alan Combs died or got kicked off Hannity's show, actually. Hannity just could not tolerate having Combs correct him all the time. But anyhow, Fox at some point in the last decade or so dropped fair and balanced as their slogan. It had become kind of a punchline anyway, a joke. Well, the Los Angeles Times, their new slogan is fair and balanced. So we'll see. I'm not a subscriber, so it doesn't directly impact me, except that people in California vote, so indirectly it does affect me. It's like, ay, ay, ay. Meanwhile, Heather Cox Richardson points out in her newsletter, heathercoxrichardson.substack.com, this was yesterday's newsletter, she says, Maxim Trudolyubov of the Wilson Center, a nonpartisan foreign affairs think tank, suggested Friday that Putin's long-term goal of weakening the U.S. has made him more interested in dividing Americans than in any one candidate. And then she goes to point out, instead of just backing Trump wholeheartedly, Putin has been undercutting Trump. He didn't comment on Trump's election until Thursday, when he said that the power of liberal democracies is in the over world affairs is, quote, irrevocably disappearing. In other words, he trash-talked America. The Washington Post reports, she says, that Trump and Putin had spoken on Thursday. Putin said, that's pure fiction. In other words, I don't need Donald Trump. Screw him. And here's what's really interesting. At the day after Trump was elected, Russian media, Russian state media, started showing pictures of Melania Trump nude. There's a bunch of them. The media has been pretty good about not showing them during the Trump presidency or even since, because it just seems like, you know, who wants to go that low kind of thing. But, you know, she used to be a model, and she didn't just model fancy clothing. She also modeled nude, completely nude. And there are pictures of her out there completely nude. A whole bunch of them. And Russian state media started promoting them after Trump won. Now, you have to ask yourself, why would Putin say, please go out there and humiliate Donald Trump and piss off his wife? Why would Putin say that? And the only answer that comes to my mind, I mean, maybe you have some insight that I'm missing. And if so, feel free to give us a shout. But the only answer that I can come up with is that Putin is trying to say to Donald Trump, I own you, buddy. And I can put this stuff out here. And you're not going to like it. But guess what? The pee-pee tapes are coming next if you don't do what I tell you to do. Now, I want to see those secret documents that you were giving me back 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I want to see Ukraine out. I want to see Zelensky dead. You could just imagine what Putin would say. We want democracy in America to end because America is this example for the world. Well, you know, it's not so much of an example anymore. I mean, Putin's mission is to make the world safe for tyrants and autocrats. And this isn't just Putin being a narcissist. And it's not just Putin, by the way. This is true for Erdogan. This is true for Orban. This is true for, it was true for Duterte. It's now true for Bang Bang or Bomb Bomb or whatever his name is. Say that again? Yeah, Bang Bang Marcos. Yeah, as I was getting to that, the heir to the Marcos dynasty, who's now running the Philippines. These guys actually believe, or at least profess to believe, and I think they actually do believe, that the old way is the best way. The old way, meaning like the last 1,000 years of European, Asian, Central and South American history, which is dynastic rule by very, very wealthy, very powerful individuals, keeping society stable. President Xi, I mean, he just comes right out and says it. You know, democracy is messy. We don't want messy. We want stability. And so, I think this is where Putin is at. And I think, frankly, you know, probably Trump will go along with it. Putin's presidential aide, Nikolai Patrushev, said yesterday, quote, to achieve success in the election, Donald Trump relied on certain forces to which he has corresponding obligations. As a responsible person, he will be obliged to fulfill them. In other words, Donald, we here in Russia helped you get elected, and we expect you to honor what you owe us for that. I mean, they're just like saying it. It's pretty incredible. Meanwhile, there's this battle for Senate leadership. You got John Thune and John Cornyn, the two Johns, who are not big Trump MAGA guys, running for the leadership. And the conventional wisdom prior to last week was that one of the two of them would end up the Senate majority leader in the new session, because the Republicans have now 53, I think, senators. But now we've got Benny Johnson. He's this right-wing, very, very popular right-wing blogger and media star, who we just discovered is being paid by Russia, saying that he wants his followers to support Rick Scott. Because Rick Scott is all in on MAGA. I'm guessing that Trump is gonna get on with that too. And finally, it looks like there is not what Trump ended up with is not a mandate. It's actually a fairly small win. I get it that he won a bunch of red states, but by a fairly small margin, 155,000 votes. If they had been switched, we would be talking about President Kamala Harris in just three states, in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So I get it that the media wants this whole, oh, it's a landslide and it's a mandate. And Trump, of course, wants that too, so that he can just charge forward with Project 2025. All the Republicans are all excited about it. But it ain't true. I'll share more of that with you. Actually, I think we'll get to it tomorrow. So I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of support.
Change.
change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capital Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. You ever exercise and watch your diet and not see your cholesterol levels change? It can be frustrating. Well, check out Superbarium. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarium. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it next to the bed. Superbarium is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbarium.com, B-E-R-I-N-E. Superbarium.com to get 15% off and even more off on bundles with the promo code TOM at superbarium.com. Superbarium.com.
On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are alive. A fair wage, raising a family.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Tom, thanks. I wanted to follow up on your conversation. I think it was with Mr. Obadiah yesterday.
Dean Obadiah.
Republican shenanigans. And I know that Greg Palast has also made claims about vigilantes in Georgia challenging African-American voters. Is that, could that have changed the election, and if not president, at least Senate and House? And is that why Kamala has this this recount fund that she's trying to set up?
It's possible. It's possible.
Okay. And you know, is anybody in the mainstream media trying to follow that up?
No, not to the best of my knowledge. I haven't seen a single story.
Yeah, I think Greg Palast is self-funding to.
Yeah, he is.
To follow
he
it
is.
Up,
and he's still
state.
Down in Georgia, you know, looking around, or at least he was a couple days ago. You know, this is one of those situations where, if there's something there, I suspect it'll shake out, and we will get to know it. In 2004, when I was convinced that. Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State of Ohio,
exactly.
had basically stolen the election from John Kerry. Back in 2004, we really didn't have social media like we do now. I mean, Facebook was there. It had just started. I don't recall if there was Twitter or not, but if so, it was, you know, in infancy. We're just going to have to keep our eyes
Greg
open.
Do you plan to have Greg on anytime soon?
Say that again?
Do you plan to have Greg Palast on?
Well, Greg's got an open door. I told him, you know, if you've got anything at all solid, just let us know and we'll put you on the air the next day. So we're waiting to hear
from
you. Thanks a lot, John. Good talking to you. Brandon in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm kind of like the fox in the hen house here. You and I and probably a lot of your listeners have some kind of polar opposite viewpoints. I honestly voted for Trump the last three elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel for you guys because exactly 4 years ago, I was in the same boat. Like, man, was this rigged? Was this, you know, was this
sure.
stolen? And denial and stuff like that. And then, you know, once it's said and done, my family and I, we respected President Biden. And, you know, he's our president and we need to be there for him and help him be as effective as possible. But, I think we have a lot of differences, as I stated, but we need to figure out why we've moved such a divisive nation with this two-party system. You know, I think we all love our country, and I don't know, did this start with, you know, the Gore Bush in 2000? What started this divide? But man, we've moved so far apart, and. I really, in my travels and day-to-day, I try to find people that have the opposite viewpoint, and I just truly want to understand where their perspective is and why they feel the way they feel. So
I think it started in 80. I think it started in 87 when Rush Limbaugh's show rolled out, and then in 96, I believe it was, that Fox News came online. And, you know, we started this whole polarized media thing, and then this program started in 2003. MSNBC came, I don't recall the year that MSNBC started, but, you know,
it was
from,
mid-2000s.
Yeah, we went from a media that, I mean, for example, in 1980, when Reagan came into office, almost 80% of Americans trusted both American institutions and the news media. And you still had the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule. So for radio and television stations to retain their licenses to broadcast, they had to have actual news. They couldn't have news that was just totally slanted. If you called yourself news, you had to actually do news. And you know, Reagan suspended that in 87 or in 86, I forget which. And then Obama actually took it off the books. So I think what came out of that, and then you know, Limbaugh came on the air with funding from some very, very wealthy individuals, and this is not to say it's all conservatives, obviously, but I think
I think it's both sides.
Yeah, I do think, although I will say, Brandon, go to MediaMatters.org. You can find literally every day actual lies that are being told on Fox News. And I defy you.
There used to be
a guy, his name was Brian, I forget his last name, and he had a website called Radio Equalizer. And he tried to fact-check this show for like 2 years. And this was back in, you know, like 2006, 2007, 2008. And he gave up. I defy you to find anything that I'm saying that is not truthful. Now, I have an opinion.
And
I have a bias. Fox News will lie to their people. And that I think is a real tragedy for, frankly, for Republicans.
I think it is. And do you not feel like CNN and MSNBC and possibly some other shows do similar?
I don't think so. I really don't. CNN is going out of their way to have Republicans on the air. You know, they're trying to be fair and balanced, as it were. MSNBC is clearly liberal, but again, if MSNBC was lying to people with the frequency that Fox does, there would be a right-wing equivalent of Media Matters calling out their daily lies. And there isn't, because...
I hear you back there on music. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Call anytime. Good talking to you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think also that if CNN or MSNBC were to start telling lies on the air the way Fox does, that their own audience would trash them. We'll be right back. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump will meet at the White House Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is important not just because it's important to him, but it's important to the American people. He said the American people deserve this. They deserve a peaceful transfer of power. They deserve a smooth transition.
After Trump was defeated in 2020, he didn't invite Biden to the White House. Trump says Elon Musk and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new temporary agency, the Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Matt Piper.
Trump says the duo will slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. Trump says he'll also nominate Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense.
Three U.S. passenger planes have now been hit by at least one bullet in Haiti. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says federal regulators have now imposed restrictions.
U.S. aircraft are not allowed below 10,000 feet in or around Haiti for 30 days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothy Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest-grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times pretty funny, has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyonce might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyonce has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, skies turning mostly cloudy. Lower 40s at daybreak, southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now that breeze will ramp up a little more during the day Wednesday. Southeast winds gusting around 25, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. It's 39 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please stop while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow is still on vacation, but Matt Rothschild is sitting in and we're talking about all the news in Wisconsin and beyond. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just go nuts. I've never seen anything like this. They love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat ink. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Adrian in Wood Acre, California. Hey, Adrian, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I really want to appreciate, you know, Brandon's recent call. You know, it comes to mind our shared humanity. I really appreciate where he's coming from.
Yeah, it's nice to hear anyway, from reasonable conservatives and Republicans.
Indeed. And I just want to share a quote really quickly. If you have no hope, create some. And that's by Daisaku Ikeda. I've mentioned my mentor's guidance to you before. I believe, you know, men-made systems like politics.
You mean human-made systems? Yeah.
Yes. Well, but typically men are behind them.
Yeah.
They're basically a reflection of the people working within those systems.
Yes.
And my belief is it's the human revolution, you know, the transforming the hearts and minds of people that's going to find expression in those systems. And it is and always has been life-to-life interactions, right, between people that affects change. And let's remember, the arc of history bends towards justice. And we like to say, after great evil comes great good. And another quote I really appreciate is, despair is not an option. And finally, you know, Mahatma Gandhi was, you know, really famous for saying, when he despairs, he remembers that all through history, the way of truth and love have always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fail. Think of it, always.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are words of hope that I would like to share on the air. And if it's okay with you, one final one.
Mm-hmm.
And this, again, is Daisaku Ikeda, who said, I hope that no matter what happens, you will always advance with hope. I hope that more desperate your circumstances, the more you will press on with unflagging hope. Please keep challenging things with a bright and positive spirit. And keep taking care at the same time to safeguard your health. So thank you again for an opportunity to share these words with you and the listeners. And thanks for all the great work you do, Tom. And yes, despair is not an option.
Thank you, Adrian. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Polo in Long Beach, California. Hey, Polo, what's up?
Greetings, Tom. It's nice speaking with you. It's my first time calling.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to you since you came on KPFK, and then I usually switch over to YouTube once that hour ends. My reason for calling is I saw this video today, and it's on the Mark Thompson show.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the headline is asking the question, did Elon Musk hack the election using his Starlink satellite?
Yeah, there's a rumor going around to that effect, because there's this video of this woman who purported to be an election worker saying that things got a lot better after we hooked up with Starlink. I don't think that has been validated as truthful or accurate.
Right. Right. And basically the video is covering Joe Rogan having a conversation with Theo Vaughn. And he mentions how Dana White, when he was at the party, I guess before the results and all that, he gets basically Elon Musk knew hours before that Trump was going to win the election. So, and that's basically
Trump is cheap.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that. And I was just trying to, bring that up to, your attention if you weren't aware of that.
My sense of it is that to the extent that there was election interference, it was basically purging people off voting rolls, which is something that has been going on in red states, against people in blue cities in red states, just hyper aggressively. And nobody's disputing that. The Republicans actually brag about it. But whether the machines were hacked or Elon Musk was, doing a man in the middle, or I'm very skeptical of those things. I think the Harris, the Biden campaign did not do a good job of keeping Americans informed about what they were accomplishing. Most Americans had no idea what the accomplishments are. 70% of Americans thought we were in a recession. That's crazy. 70% of Republicans thought we were in a recession. And then, of course, you've got news media out there that just, openly, nakedly lie to their viewers and their listeners. At the top of that list, of course, is the Murdoch empire, but it's not limited to them. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And I think that that's just a real tragedy. I don't think it's a good thing for conservatives either, to live in these bubbles of untruth. It's wrong. Polo, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Bob in Chicago. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I had a question. There's been a number of times where you've mentioned before about how blue states create more tax dollars for federal government than the rest of states do. Is there any way possible for those blue state governors to hold back those federal funds to keep them within their own state and then let the red state spend for themselves at some point?
Not to the best of my knowledge. In fact, most of those taxes that are collected are not collected by the blue states themselves. They're collected by the federal government from people who live in blue states. Keep in mind, roughly 70% of all of America's economic activity came out of the counties, the 700 or so counties that voted for Joe Biden in the 2020. And out of the 2,500 counties that voted for Donald Trump in 2020, they account for only about 30% of the nation's economic activity. Mostly because they're rural, and they're not industrialized. So that's where the taxes are coming from, is out of that 70% in the blue counties, and the blue, which is also largely the blue states, but it's also blue counties and red states.
So there's no way that a governor can hold those back
because the governors aren't sending the money. I mean, when you pay your federal taxes, you don't pay it. You don't pay to Illinois, and I mean, we pay state taxes to them, but those state taxes are spent within the state. I don't pay my federal taxes to Oregon. I pay them to the U.S. Treasury, and so do you. So there's no way to do that, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Bob. Thanks. Jennifer in Chicago. Hey, Jennifer, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I work in the moving industry, so I work for a major van line. And my point in bringing that up is that we have thousands of truck drivers out there on the road, and that's just our company. And when you think about all the truck drivers, all the salespeople, all the people who have to drive for deliveries for a living, they're listening to the radio.
Yep.
And I'm so annoyed. I think you and I agree that this was a propaganda issue. And why aren't the patriotic millionaires stepping up and buying some media so we can get the word out? Because the one thing I can tell you is that those truck drivers here, no matter where they are in the country, is right-wing extremist hate radio.
Yep.
What they don't get is WCPT or Air America. Well, Air America's gone. I've been listening to you that long.
Yeah.
But when I'm at home, I'm listening to you on the internet. But when I'm in my car, I'm listening to you on the radio. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had one of the patriotic millionaires on your show?
Yeah, Morris Pearl, who is the co-founder of the group, has been on probably a dozen times in the last 5 or 10 years. And Nick Hanauer, who I don't know if he's associated with him or not, but he's a very, very wealthy guy. He's been on the program. Tom Steyer's mm-hmm. been on the program. I have lobbied every single one of them to invest in media, and every single one of them pats me on the head and says, good boy.
I already went on their website and wrote to them, and I'm going to be telling all my friends that they need to go on the website and write to them as well. Yeah. I do have one bit of good news I wanted to share because I read it this weekend. Mm-hmm. because I was trying to figure out how you deprogram a whole nation of cult members.
Right.
And MIT did a study, and they used AI to try and convince people to give up their conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. And they were successful. I forget what percentage of the time. I wish I'd written that down, but I could send you the study if you wanted me to. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's what we need to do. We need to get on all these social media programs like Facebook and Twitter and all that and find a way. And the thing is that they made it clear was AI doesn't get emotional. They don't get defensive. They don't use name calling. Right. So they just used facts and just common sense to convince these people. And it worked.
Well, that's interesting.
And I don't know how you can apply that to Fox News, but...
Yeah. Yeah, two things I would say. Number one, back to the conversation about Air America. I am convinced, and I know that some people in the Obama administration were convinced, that the reason he won in 2008 was because Air America was on 57 stations and about 80% of America could hear us. And we had been on the air for 2 years at that point in time, maybe three. And, you know, we built a strong constituency and got out the vote for Obama. And that, of course, went away when Mitt Romney decided he wanted to run against Obama in 2012, and he had his company buy Clear Channel, who carried all our shows. We'll see what happens with the Patriotic Millionaires. What was the last point you just made? I got distracted. I'm sorry.
About the MIT study?
AI? About our artificial intelligence. The thing I wanted to say about that is there's an old saying in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out. AI is trained with, you know, the data that you feed it. And Elon Musk now has this AI machine, he calls it Grok, and it's training itself on X, which is filled with Nazis. I mean, you know, we may well end up with an AI program that itself is a Nazi or believes that Nazis are the best way to do things, or white supremacy, or, you know, let's bring back apartheid or whatever. AI can be a two-edged sword.
I agree.
But if we could figure out ways to
I'm just going to keep hammering away at those patriotic millionaires to see it.
Good idea, Jennifer.
They'll come around.
Yeah, keep at it. Jennifer, thank you for the call. It's about 47 minutes past the hour now. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be back with more of your calls in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman program, back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature. It's made out of berberine. It's formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off and save even more on some of the bundles there at superbearing.com with the code TOM. There you go, 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Wayne in Middletown, Delaware. Hey, Wayne, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Good, good. Love your show.
Thank you.
So, question. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I don't know if folks remember. They probably do. First 2 years of Trump's office in 2016, when he lifted the sanctions off of ZTE, which is a company in China, when President Obama put those sanctions on that company for doing business in Iran. Shortly after those sanctions were lifted, they granted Ivanka Trump a whole bunch of trademarks.
That's right. A couple $1 million right. worth of trademarks, yeah.
Correct. One of those trademarks was for voting machines.
I know.
So, like, What does that mean? Does that mean that that the Trump, you know, organization gets to make voting machines and bring them back to the United States?
Yeah, but apparently they never did. I mean, there are no Ivanka Trump branded voting machines, to the best of my knowledge. But yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. And that had a lot of us scratching our heads. You know, what's going on? Did Ivanka Trump go to the Chinese and say, hey, you know, in exchange for my dad doing you guys a big favor, I want you to give me this, 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 and this? Or did the Chinese come to Ivanka Trump and say, if you can get your dad to do this for us, we will give you that, 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 and that? And or maybe it was both, right? So a little bit of both.
Right.
Because an awful lot of it had to do with her clothing line back then. That was her shtick. I mean, she's kind of abandoned all of that ever since Saudi Arabia gave her husband $2 billion. I mean, they just don't
right,
need
yeah.
a penny anymore. You know?
So no, they do not.
The grift
has paid off. I just wanted
off.
To throw that out.
Yeah, it was
I
a good
just
one, Wayne.
To throw that out there, you know, so, you know.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure enough. Good talking to you. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's up?
Yeah, let me give y'all some good news, Tom. This whole immigration roundup, little Stevie wants to push forward and all this garbage that they're talking. Let me ask you a simple question. What do you think is going to be the reaction of these other countries when he pushes 5 million people back into Mexico or 5 million people into Guatemala? You think they're just going to sit back and say, oh, sure, come on in. All you Americanized children and all you refugees, oh, we'll just welcome you with open arms. No, they're not going to do it. They're not going to allow it. That's for starters.
Well, hang on just a second here, Ike, before you move along. Eisenhower gave Mexico money to take those people.
True.
What makes you think Trump isn't going to do that? He's got basically an unlimited supply of cash.
I'll take that under advisement. But here's the other thing that I think blowback would cause. And that is okay, all you expats that are living in Belize and wherever you're living down there, pack your stuff and get out. We don't want you here anymore.
Yeah, I doubt
so,
that.
But yes, there's a financial component to it. I agree with you. Is the comma the law about not using the American military
in
civilian operations, right? Is that going to hold up constitutionally, do you think?
We'll find out. Right now, the American military is apparently holding instructional classes for officers across the branches of service about posse comitatus. So we'll see. It hasn't held up in other countries when they flip fascists. This is a great question, Ike, and nobody knows the answer. Ike, thanks so much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. You know, only, 21% of Americans, or maybe it was 26% of Americans, voted for Donald Trump in this last election? Of eligible? Anyhow, get out there, get active, tag, you're in. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are you.
A new choice. Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will co-host. We'll talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on Trump's plan for the Department of Education. Plus, the truth bomb too many Democrats need to hear. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.